This is so much fun. It's only our second year doing it, but it's like anything that you're involved in with us, Walt, it gets better every time. This Roar the Shore motorcycle ride is going to start at Latitude on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we're going to have a motorcycle parade from Latitude up Washington Street and to the Bald Eagle Harley-Davidson, which is going to be great. So if people can't participate, if you don't have a motorcycle, please come out and watch the parade at 10 o'clock on Washington Street in Marquette. From there, they're going to ride to Escanaba via a bunch of other wonderful stops, and we'll have all that on our website. But then they're going to come back through Little Lake and then end up at the Up North Lodge in Gwin, where the Flat Broke Blues Band will be entertaining. There'll be a complimentary barbecue rib dinner and about $5,000 worth of donated silent auction items, which is great because I think people love silent auctions because you can just see like a ton of really cool stuff you might not see anywhere else and get it for whatever the market will bear at that moment.
Now, of course, this is to benefit Beacon House, which we talk about Beacon House a lot here on the program because we believe in what you guys are doing there. But it's really a hospitality home, a hospitality house for those that are in Marquette or in the Marquette area with family, or maybe they have some long-term treatments or something. It's an opportunity for lodging, really, for families. And it's a really good thing you do, but it is all driven by donations.
It is 100% driven by donations. And that's why we're so grateful to you guys to let us come on the show and talk to your bajillions of listeners because we know they listen to you because they're cool too. But it's amazing. We run on a really, really tight little budget. It's not a huge budget, but we still have to raise the money. And this one event is one of the great ways to do that. And we know that people with motorcycles have the biggest hearts in the entire world. And this is so cool to have that audience. We have our golfers with our, you know, our summer golf outing, but this is a really special group. And these people last year were amazing. I could not believe what they donated above and beyond the registration fees and what they gave to our auction. So it's just going to be a ton of fun. We're doing everything we can think of to make it fun and entertaining for them. And one of the cool things this year is we have two tickets to the 3-day 110th anniversary Harley Davidson party in Milwaukee.
Oh my God.
Plus tickets to the Toby Keith concert.
Wow.
So someone's going to win those just by spending that $35 to ride in the Roar the Shore motorcycle ride on Saturday.
Now, one of the things to mention here is that you touched on the golf outing a little bit, and the golf outing is kind of the big major fundraiser. And someone might say, well, they just had this thing and they must have made a good amount of money on it. Of course you did. You made a good chunk of change. In fact, how much came out this year?
We ended up netting $115,115. So I always figure that's got to be just
that's
a
fantastic
magic number. It's absolutely magic.
The point on it is that's for basically part of the year of operating of Beacon House.
That
and that's why
the first third of the year. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So
and the other two thirds need.
That's why you're doing this other fundraiser right now that people can still take part in.
And that's where we just want to keep that awareness out there that we're not being greedy, you know, that the golf outing does cost an awful lot to put on. So we do net, you know, a considerable amount, but it is just one third of our operating costs. Go on our website, upbeaconhouse.org, or give us a call at 225-7100. My name is Mary, and I'm happy to help anybody with anything they need. And I just want to say today, if you have a dollar today, maybe $5, and you'd like to go on our website and make a donation today and maybe make it a recurring donation, maybe for a year, just put $5 a month aside for Beacon House. I'll tell you, they add up. It means the world to us. We need it, and we hope that you'll want to help us out with that. Thanks.